TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What is up, everybody? Good morning and welcome to another edition of Driving with DeMarco. This is Tuesday morning. I am on the AM commute on my way to work. There's been a slight little change, so if anything sounds differently, I apologize up front. Hopefully the audio quality still works out as well as it's been able to in the car. I got to put the phone in a different spot now. Arizona did pass their hands-free regulation yesterday, and I'm going to comply with that because, you know, as much as I love you, love doing this show, I'm not getting a ticket over it. So I got to make sure that we adjust, keep myself safe, keep myself compliant. I'm not a rules guy, as you'll learn listening to the Greg DeMarco show, but this is one that I'm fully willing to support and keep myself and everyone else around me safe. But this is the Tuesday morning edition of Driving with DeMarco. Hopefully you've enjoyed things so far. We're going to keep it rolling, so to speak, and roll into some new topics today, which I'm excited about. But first, follow me on the Twitter, at ChairShotGreg. You can also do the Facebook and the Instagram the same way. You can follow the website at TheChairShot.com on all those same forms of social media. That's TheChairShot.com. We encourage you to always use your head. As a listener of this show, you are most likely a patron. Head on over to Patreon.com/TheChairShot if you're not. It's only $5. I added it up. You're going to get over 10 hours of content. I think it was 20 hours of content out of me driving to work each and every week. You're also going to get Pod Is More, the hashtag Miranda Show, ChairShot Radio exclusive episodes, plus early access to all the premier shows on the ChairShot Radio Network, plus early and ad-free access to many of our opinion columns, plus more exclusive content for you to get as you, you know, roll forward as a wrestling fan. And we do it in a way that doesn't insult you. It has a lot of fun. We do it with attitude. We don't hold back. We swear, we have a lot of fun, but really it's all about this crazy world of professional wrestling. Now that means you're going to read on the chair shot, you're going to listen on the chair shot, you might as well wear the chair shot. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, pick up your chair shot t-shirt. Jesus did the job, hashtag save tag team wrestling. We've got all the different chair shot designs, chair shot brewing company, the Corona shirt, chair shot 316. You want it, we've got it. Head on over and pick it up. And of course, get the Baron Corbin Sucks t-shirt endorsed by the man himself, Baron Corbin. Now, I want to talk to you about a fun topic today. It's going to be interesting. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Topic number 3 for the week is born out of WWE Monday Night Raw. It's, of course, Tuesday morning when we do this. Raw was a very interesting show, and a lot of people, you know, seem to review it pretty strongly. Now, if I were to give you 3 guesses of today's topic, born out of last night's edition of Monday Night Raw, I don't know that you would pick the match that I want to talk about and the 2 people that were involved in that match. So let's, you know, we'll go right in. You know, Bray Wyatt is obviously the obvious topic, but I'm not going to talk about that just yet. I got to let that one sink in and settle just a little bit more. But I want to talk to you regarding the one-on-one match between Robert Roode and Ricochet. That's right, Robert Roode versus Ricochet, because there's a couple layers here that I want to dig into and spend some time as we do this morning commute together here on Driving with DeMarco. Robert Roode beat Ricochet in a one-on-one match on Raw this week, and there's been some crazy reactions about it. I saw a tweet this morning that was like, basically just why did Robert Roode beat Ricochet? And my response was simple. Like, did you think Ricochet was never going to lose a singles match in WWE on the main roster? That doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't he lose a singles match? Robert Roode has lost singles matches, even though he was United States champion. So it makes perfect sense to me for Ricochet to lose at some point. They weren't building an undefeated streak. They weren't promoting him as the undefeated Ricochet in singles competition or anything like that. It was all about building a new star in Ricochet, which they've done a tremendous job of doing since January. But to me, this is more about Robert Roode, because Robert Roode now lost his partner. Chad Gable got shipped on off to SmackDown, cut a promo, changed his name from Bobby to Robert, which is fine. I like the name Bobby Roode. I think it rolls off the tongue, but I'm not going to hold it against him. If it helps, then I'm all for it. And he grew a fabulous mustache. Or it's more like he shaved into a fabulous mustache because he already had the beard. Now, it takes a man to grow that mustache. And we've talked about the man topic before. Not on this show, but on the Greg DeMarco show. Look back to May of last year. And you'll see that where we talk about the man. He's a man. But we're not going to dig into that too much today. But Bobby Roode's a man, all right? Robert Roode's a man. And that's something that, you know, we need to keep in mind. That's why he deserves the push that he's getting. I say that half in jest and half legit. But Robert Roode grew a mustache, cut a promo where he said he shed the dead weight of Chad Gable. Now Roode and Gable were, you know, heels. They just recently turned, so to speak, and they were showing that new attitude. And there really wasn't any dissension there. Just a little bit here and there, but not enough for him to say that he's shedding dead weight. But it fits in with the new character of Robert Roode, being selfish, being out for number one. So I'm okay with it, even though there's probably not a real payoff for it. It's more just about the character development. I'm also excited to see what they do with Chad Gable over on SmackDown. Just a little aside there. But the match was very interesting because Robert Roode was able to outmaneuver Ricochet and pick up the victory. Now, here's the big point about this match. It's okay for Ricochet to lose. Ricochet wasn't going to become Universal Champion here in the next little bit. All right, maybe you wanted him to be in one of the three-way matches and then, you know, possibly advance to the main event of Raw where he loses to AJ Styles instead of Baron Corbin. Who knows? But at the same token, he still would have lost in the end. I think Ricochet versus Seth Rollins is a money match, but I don't think you have to do it right now. I think there's a lot you can do with Ricochet, but you've got to take it slow with Ricochet. You can't rush things with Ricochet on the main roster. I think SmackDown was a better fit for Ricochet because you could have weeks where he wasn't on television. It's a little harder to do that on Raw because they have to fill 3 hours of airtime, and great in-ring performers tend to get put in those matches. It wouldn't shock me to see Ricochet and Cesaro next week, and maybe Ricochet picks up the win. Maybe he doesn't. I mean, they might be pushing Cesaro too. Who knows? There's a lot that can be done with Ricochet on the main roster, and I don't think that one loss to Robert Roode is going to stunt his growth whatsoever. So get off of that, Twitter. That's not anything that we need to be overly concerned with for Ricochet. But to me, I'm really excited about Robert Roode because I think that Robert Roode is a great competitor. When he signed with NXT, I was a little surprised because of his age. He's kind of proven to be ageless with the physical condition that he's in. I think working in tag team matches has helped his career longevity as he's had long stints as a tag team wrestler intertwined with what he does as a singles competitor. He's actually had a hell of a career, and he's a hell of a wrestler. If you take a look, he might be one of the more underappreciated wrestlers of this generation based on what he's accomplished and who he is now, because he's in the best shape of his life at a more advanced age than most of the competitors that you see. And he's doing a fantastic job. I also think he has a long future outside the ring with WWE, but I don't know that's coming anytime soon. We'll see. But I love the fact that Robert Roode was able to pick up the victory. I don't know that he has the best finish in the world with that implant DDT, but it's there. It's working. It's effective. But I really loved the way he won the match. He didn't have to cheat to beat Ricochet, but he did have to outsmart him and outmaneuver him and, you know, and kind of pull one over and be that crafty veteran. I think the crafty veteran in Robert Roode works. I mean, it fits with the character. He wears the robe. He's glorious. Now he's got the mustache. He's old school. He wears trunks, knee pads, boots. Like it's just, you know, he's not flashy in the ring, even if his attire and his entrance is flashy outside the ring. So I think the sky's the limit for Robert Roode. You know, Samoa Joe is on Raw now. He brought the United States Championship with him. I could see him being a U.S. champion again down the road. Who knows? But either way, I hope there's room for a good push for Robert Roode. And I still think things are going to be fine with Ricochet. So that's what we have now here in WWE on Raw. Robert Roode getting the push. Ricochet suffered a clean loss in singles competition to a mid-carder. It's all going to be okay. Let's not worry about either guy. I think they're going to be just fine. And I'm excited. I'm excited for what the future holds for both men. But I'm 100% on board with Robert Roode getting a clean victory over Ricochet. And that, to me, is the big point of learning this week. There's really two. Number one, that's one badass mustache on Robert Roode. I mean, come on. The porn stash for Robert Roode, 100% perfect. And number two, it's all good for Robert Roode to get a clean victory over Ricochet on Raw. I want to thank you for listening to the morning edition, the AM edition of Driving with DeMarco. I am Greg DeMarco, publisher of thechairshot.com. That's at ChairShotGreg on all your forms of social media. The website is thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Thechairshot.com on all those forms of social media. Hey, tonight is the Greg DeMarco show. You get a listen live link, and you can even call in as a patron at patreon.com/thechairshot. You also get to listen to the live recording of the hashtag Miranda show, which will also go up in its recorded form shortly after that. We've got a lot more great stuff coming out for you. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And whatever you do, remember to always use your head. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Driving with DeMarco.